Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program has the title Paul Whiteman Takes on All British Challengers. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a recording by a British band and then I will play a recording of the same tune by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. I think these comparisons between interpretations of the same number by different orchestras is quite interesting and instructive. So let's get going with the music. The first tune that I want to play is If I Had a Talking Picture of You. It's a composition by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson from the motion picture Sunny Side Up. First, I will play the recording by Ambrose and his orchestra. This is from, November 15th, 1929. We have Sylvester Ahola and Dennis Radcliffe on trumpet, Ted Heath trombone, Danny Polo clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Joe Jeanette clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Joe Crossman clarinet, tenor sax, baritone, Eric C. Day and Red Parsgrove, as well as Ernie Lewis on the violin, Bert Reed piano and arranger, Joe Branelli guitar, banjo, Dick Escott tuba, Max Bacon drums, Lou Stone is the arranger, Lou Abelardo is on vocal, and of course Bert Ambrose is the leader. The Paul Whiteman recording of If I Had a Talking Picture of You is from October 16, 1929. We have Charles Margulis, Harry Goldfield, Andy Sechrist on cornet or trumpet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Bernie Daly, Roy Meyer, Frank Trombauer, Irving Friedman on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Joe Venuti on violin, Roy Bargi piano, Min Leebrook brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitori banjo, Eddie Lang guitar, and George Marsh on drums, and the vocal is by Bing Crosby. The arranger is Lenny Hayton. There is a nice Venuti Lang guitar duo, 16 bars of only this pair of outstanding musicians can do. So let's listen then to If I Had a Talking Picture of You, first Ambrose, then Paul Whiteman, both recordings from 1929.
If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Ambrose's recording had a nice string bass accompaniment there. All right, the next tune I want to play is Body and Soul. It was recorded by Jack Hilden and his orchestra in London on February 7, 1930. We have Philip Brun and Jack Rain on trumpet, Lou Davis trombone, as well as Leo Vauchant on trombone, E.O. Poggy Pogson, Johnny Raitz, Joe Crossman, and Noel Chappie D'Amato, as well as Billy Tennant on reeds, Johnny Rosen violin, Hugo Rincold violin also, Harry Bertie on viola, Peter York and Billy Munn on piano, Bill Herbert banjo, Clem Lawton tuba, Jim Merrill bass, Basil Wiltshire on drums, Harry Robinson timpani, vibraphone, xylophone, Pat O'Malley is the vocalist. That turns out is the first ever recording of Body and Soul. I will follow that then with the Paul Whiteman version, recorded on September 10, 1930. Of course, the composer of this classic tune is Johnny Green, with Edward Hyman and Robert Sauer on the lyrics. But both versions that I'm playing, we have Nat Natoli, Harry Goldfield on trumpet and the Secret Cornet, Herb Winfield, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Fud Livingston, Frank Trombauer on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek on violin, Roy Bargy piano, Mike Trafficante brass bass, Mike Pingitori banjo, George Marsh on drums. And the vocalist here is Jack Fulton. So let's listen then to the classic Johnny Green composition, Body and Soul, first by Jack Hilden, then by Paul Whiteman, both recordings from 1930.
I spend my days in longing, down wondering why it be your longing. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? Don't say it's the ending. I wish I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
I still am yours, body and soul. What lies before me, the future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolved about you. What earthly good am I without you? My castles have crumbled, but I am yours, body and soul. Thank you.
next tune I want to play is a waltz. It was recorded by Ray Starita and his Ambassador Band in London on April 5, 1928, with Sylvester Ahola and Andy Richardson on trumpet, Bill Hall on trombone, Chester Smith and Ray Starita on reeds, Reg Persglove violin, Donald Thorne piano, Jack Hill guitar, Arthur Culkin on brass bass, Rudy Starita on drums, and the vocal is by Eddie Collis. I will follow that with a recording by Paul Wineman and his orchestra from January 21st, 1928. Together is a composition by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. The arrangement for Paul Wineman is by Ferdy Groffet. The tempo changes from waltz to jazz towards the end of the recording. We have Henry Bossi, Charles Margulis, Bob Mayhew on trumpet, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton trombone, Harold McLean, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfatten, Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Mayhew, Frank Trombauer, Rube Crozier, Nye Mayhew on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, Mario Perry, John Bowman on violin, Harry Perella, Tom Satterfield, piano, Mike Trafficante, brass bass, Steve Brown on string bass, Mike Pingitori, banjo, Harold McDonald on drums. The vocalist is Jack Fulton. So, let's listen then to Together, first by Ray Starita, and then Paul Wineman, 1928.
Would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together. Thank you.
The next tune I want to play is Making Whoopee, a composition by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. The first version is by Billy Bartholomew. He was a British dance band leader, but he did a lot of recordings in Berlin, and the one of Making Whoopee is in fact recorded in Berlin, I believe, in October of 1929. We have Wilbur Kurtz on trumpet, Mike Polzer trombone, Billy Barton clarinet, alto sax, Billy Bartholomew clarinet, alto sax, and leader. Two unknown tenor sax players, probably Edgar Adelaar on piano, Mike Danzi banjo, an unknown bass, Charlie Hershoff on drums. And I think the version by Billy Bartholomew is really delightful. I will follow that with the recording by Paul Wideman and his orchestra, December 22nd, 1928. Charles Margulis, Harry Goldfield, Eddie Pinder, or Pinder, Manny Klein on cornet. This is something that has been discussed a lot. Why would Manny Klein be there, considering that he had the Margulis, Goldfield, Pinder anyway? That's what discographies tell us. Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton, trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Chuck Strickfaden, Ruby Crozier, Roy Meyer, Irving Friedman, Frank Trombauer on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, Mario Perry on violin, Roy Bargi, Lenny Hayden, piano, Min Lee Brook, brass bass, Mike Trafficante, string bass, Mike Pingitore banjo, George Marsh on drums. And the vocal is by Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Skin Young. It's an arrangement by Ferdy Groffe. So let's listen then to Making Whoopee. First, Billy Bartholomew in Berlin, although a British band leader, and then Paul Wineman in New York. 1928.
I hear that march from Lohengrin. I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, they're not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon. another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee.
For making whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
For making whoopee.
For the next set, I'm going to do something slightly different because Paul Whiteman recorded Japanese Sandman, the tune that I want to play, twice. So first, I'm going to play the 1920 version of Japanese Sandman recorded by Paul Whiteman on August 19, 1920. As a matter of fact, on August 9, 1920, Paul Whiteman went to the Victor Talking Machine Company studio in Camden, New Jersey, and made an attempt to record Japanese Sandman, a tune by Raymond Egan and Richard Whiting. Two takes were cut, both were destroyed, and then 10 days later, on August 19, take 4 was mastered. We have Henry Bossie on trumpet, Buster Johnson on trombone, Pee Wee Byers and Gus Muller on reeds, Paul Whiteman violin, Ferdy Groffé piano, Mike Pingitori banjo, Sammy Hayes brass bass, and Harold MacDonald on drums. Whiteman recorded the Japanese Sandman again on February 7, 1928. Still Ferdy Groffé's arrangement with Henry Bossie and Charles Margulis on trumpet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall trombone, Harold MacLean, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Rube Crozier, Frank Trombauer on the reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnick, Mario Perry, Charles Gaylor violin, Roy Budgie piano, Tom Satterfield on celeste, Mike Traficante on brass bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Harold MacDonald on drums. Finally, I will play the Ray Noble version of Japanese Sandman recorded in London on October 4th, 1933. With Max Goldberg and Nat Gonella on trumpet, Lou Davis trombone, Freddie Gardner, and an unknown reed player, as well as Harry Burley on reeds, Harry Jacobson on piano, Bert Thomas guitar, Tiny Winters bass, Bill Harty on drums, and of course Ray Noble is the recording. So let's listen then to three recordings of Japanese Sandman. First, Paul Whiteman 1920, then 1928, and finally Ray Noble,
9:30.
We'll wind up today's program with two recordings of Charleston. First, the Savoy Orphans on July 7, 1925. I don't have names of the musicians in the band. All I know is that the introduction is spoken by Cyril Ramon Newton. I will follow that with the May 7, 1925 version of Charleston, a composition by Cecil Mack and Jimmy Johnson. It's an arrangement by Ferdy Groffet. It was recorded by Wildman on May 7, 1925. We have Henry Bossy, Frank Sechrist, Roy, and on trumpet, Roy Maxon, Wilbur Hall on trombone, Edward Stamnard, Ross Gorman, Charlie Strickfaden, Eddie Sharp on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Mario Perry violin, Ferdy Groffet, Harry Perella piano, Mike Pingitori banjo, Frank Marsala on brass bass, George Marsh on drums. and there is an unknown madman who does whatever that is, scatting or the noises. So here is Charleston, first by the Savoy Orphans, and then Paul Whiteman, 1925.
This record is unique in that it features a distinctly new syncopated rhythm called the Charleston.
Thank you.
I hope you have enjoyed this program of juxtapositions of the same tune recorded by British dance bands and by Paul Whiteman. As I said, comparisons are always useful. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.